You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee, a Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew
sleep. Good Tuesday morning to you. Mike McNamara in for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. I hope you're having a good Tuesday so far. Always nice. Tell you what we're going to do today. I was talking to the gunner about this yesterday, and I stumbled across it quite by accident, and so I watched it probably Sunday. I don't even know. I can't even remember how I stumbled onto it. But all these years, I've never heard audio from any survivor, Japanese type, from the Battle of Iwo Jima. Well, lo and behold, I stumbled into a documentary, and here they are. Three different Japanese men, all right around the age of 80. So they would have been 17, 18 at the time of the battle, and they survived. And so it's pretty crazy to listen to what they have to say, the way they live, the horrific conditions they lived. And when you read about the battle, you think, man, what was going on in there through their minds, you know? And so you'll hear a documentary, and bear with it as it, you know, as they kind of document the battle. So tolerate that to hear the audio of those guys, and I'll translate at times in it. But it's absolutely riveting stuff. The culture they came from was you were not allowed to question it. You were expected to do your duty, to be taken prisoner was to dishonor your family. So it's some pretty it's audio that you've never heard before. What was it like to live inside those caves, knowing that you were going to die? So you'll hear that this morning. Once we get through the news, we'll do that, and then the gunner's going to join us. I also have a little soliloquy I want to do on political parties for you. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, and so you'll get to hear that this morning as well. Madison writes about the Union as a safeguard in the Federalist Papers, number 10. The Union as a safeguard against Democratic faction and insurrection. Yeah. Anyway, I won't bore you with the Federalist Papers, but nonetheless, I've had this thing about changes to the Constitution mulling about in my head, because watching our democracy function, and I'm mindful of the long shadow that history casts. that says, you know, the democracy ebbs and flows, ultimately it gets it right. I think we're beyond that. They don't work at all. And I'm haunted, not haunted, but I am mindful of and the admonition of a former senator who said, you can't compromise anymore. You do so at the peril of your political existence. The only thing that you're assured of, if you compromise, is a challenger in your own party primary. The next time you run, you will be called a sellout. They will roll out the sound bites, and even if you did the right thing and you compromised. So do you want to know why it doesn't happen? That's why. So have political parties outlived their usefulness, if they ever had any to begin with? Yeah, it's the way we mobilize for elections. Is there a better way? I think there is. I think there is. I think that the democracy should be returned to the citizens. I don't, like, why do I, like, Speaker of the House, you know, Majority Whip, I don't care about any of that. I don't care about any of that. And here's, to me, what kind of seals the deal. If you look at politicians, if you look at them under the bell curve of the from conservative to political, right? You have the, I don't want to get into this yet. Let me stop, and we'll finish introducing the show. We'll go through the news, and then I'll lay out the rationale behind no political parties. Yep. And then how do we get that passed? The people that voted in the last election, they'll pass that thing, trust me. How do we get it? Can it be initiated at the state level? Can the states initiate a reform to the federal constitution, or does it first have to be passed by our federal legislature, otherwise known as Congress, which would never pass it? Yeah. It involves sweeping change. But all for the good, I'm convinced. The more I think about it, the more I talk to people about it, all for the good. They're not for the good of the nation. So that's what we'll do today. Now, and then I'll roll it out for Mike later. I don't know that I've rolled it out for Mike in detail yet, but Mike astounded me when we started the program. He rolled out the Musselman platform. Yeah, he just started shutting down different branches of the government. Boys, don't come back on Monday. Not going to need you. Good luck. Department of Education? No, left to the states. Well, there's a whole series of them in the Musselman platform. So you're going to hear my reform. And the reason this is on my mind is because I don't see what saves the nation from becoming a second-rate, another version of Great Britain, second rate, bunch of clowns. And the world, if you've ever spent any time traveling around it, the world needs the United States, governed by the law of, governed by international law, you know, looking to promote fair trade, open markets, all that. The world doesn't need a more powerful Russia. The world doesn't need a more powerful China. It doesn't need it. The world doesn't need a North Korea with nuclear weapons. The world doesn't need an Iran with nuclear weapons. So, and again, even with all our warts, there's nobody close that does the kind of things that we do around the world. So, yet you watch what happens in Washington, D.C. Those jackasses can't do what's best for the nation. They can't pass a budget. Well, what do you need them for? Yeah, honestly, I'm so sick of seeing Nancy Pelosi. I'm so sick of seeing Paul Ryan and their bullshit. I'm so sick of seeing Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. It makes me want to vomit right here in my office. Like, shut up already, man. You guys are just lame. So I'll tease it by saying this. If you look at the bell curve, the majority of our politicians exist under the big part of the bell curve. Yes? Yes. But what happens when you draw an artificial line, a political party, right down the center of that? You marginalize that. And you empower the extreme. Yeah, you empower the flanks. Yep. And so the majority, the vast majority of those elected under the bell curve have much in common. But they're divided by a little line, and you can't compromise. So where does that take us? That takes us towards the extremes. Is that good for the country? Is that most people in the country? No, most people in the country don't want that bullshit. They want some common sense applied to governance. Yet we can't do that. So anyway, I'll give you my solution. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Seventy-seven under partly cloudy skies in Quantico. sunny skies in 84 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly sunny skies in Granbury, Texas, 82 degrees. 62 cloudy, and yesterday it was smoky. Up in Big Timber, Montana. Got some fire action going on in the area. Yeah, that's what got the fires. That's what got the that's what got Montana man into ranching. He was working for the Forest Service or some federal thing up there. Yeah, he got his Marine mentality on. Gonna fight this fire? Not so much. Blew a vacuum tube, man. He couldn't. No, there's no shit. He couldn't deal with it. You know? No sense of urgency, attention to detail, all that. That which is in his DNA, not so much during the fire. Came in with a sad look on his face. His boss said, "What's up?" He said, "I can't do it." How awesome is that? It's not in my DNA, man. You guys are jacking my mojo. Yeah, so I got to go. But he's done all right. Yeah, so 62 clouds and smoke in Big Timber, Montana. 29 Palms, 79 under clouds there. Camp Pendleton, cloudy, 62. Camp Smith in Hawaii, a little bit warmer. 79 dark and cloudy. Okinawa, a few clouds. Dark in 83. 104 in Raqqa, the home of All Marine Radio. 69 degrees, headed for 79 degrees in beautiful, sunny Southern California. So, when we come back, we'll check the news. And then after we check the news, why we don't need political parties anymore. Think about it. What for? What's the point? We can reorganize the primaries. We can fund elections. Yeah, election caps, all either local, state, or federally financed. Focused around debates, not on bullshit ads that run on the radio all the time. It's going to hurt the radio industry, too, sorry, and the TV industry, who do nothing but make money during these stupid-ass political campaigns as people spend all this money on attack ads. Corporations, you know, won't be able to influence the election. Lobbyists won't be able to influence the election because it's federally, state, or locally funded. You show up at the debates. You articulate what you're about as a candidate. We do that twice a month for, 4 months maybe? And then we vote. The election starts on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, goes to Monday. Boom, we announce on Tuesday. Yeah, little tease there. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer, but I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Sailor. I'm the captain. That's the fun. Richie Valens. Killed with Buddy Holly. All right, we'll check the news. Cooperation with Russia becomes central to Trump's strategy in Syria. That'll be interesting to see how that lays down, because ultimately we're on a collision course with the Russians there, right? And it happens because Russia, Iran, right? The Iranians looking for more influence out of in Iraq. So you'll hear more about that in a minute. So that dance is very, very interesting, to say the least. And it continues to be a very dynamic event in which you have the Russians, the Iranians, the Iraqis all participating. And so it's interesting. The Iraqis announced that they were going to work closer with the Iranian military. But I cannot believe that the United States would embark on the support of the liberation of Mosul without some kind of guarantee from the Iraqi government about what would happen on the backside. So, more to follow. Anyway, so that going on. Japanese fighters intercepted a P-3 in an unsafe maneuver, get used to it. So, again, at some point, their two planes are going to go, boom in the night or the day, one of them. And it'll be Russian or Chinese in the United States. So we're one day closer to that. And then, but you know what? The important thing for the United States is these intercepts have been going on forever. Maybe not as aggressively as we've seen them here. But yes, they have. I mean, a lot of times the Navy and the Air Force didn't report it. I mean, it just didn't happen, but you didn't report it back in the day. So, anyway, so that's the second story on Early Bird. China and Russia combined naval forces in the Baltic Sea. China and Russia they hate each other. They're just one event from having ice water dumped on that relationship. But for right now, they can fake it. China has also announced they will protect the border with India at all costs. India, we know, has designs on taking over China. It's something everybody wants to do. Right? Beijing said it would protect its sovereignty at all costs. So there you have it. But nonetheless, China ratchets up the rhetoric relative to India and their little border snit that they have going on. So, and it's not like Beijing that they are interested in settling this thing in some other way. We've seen the nonsense of the South China Sea. So, whatever. So the Chinese and the Indians have got it going. Some other, before we get to some marine news, some other interesting stuff. Okinawa files fresh lawsuit to halt the U.S. Futenma base relocation to a different part of the island. There's an interesting story in Politico talking about how to take down Kim Jong-un. Interesting story there. We read, a couple weeks ago that a missile intercept test failed, right? A U.S. Missile Defense Agency review of a failed ballistic missile intercept test showed that a mistaken input into the combat system by a sailor on the destroyer John Paul Jones caused the missile to self-destruct before reaching the target. A tactical data link controller in charge of maintaining encrypted data exchanges between ships and aircraft accidentally identified the incoming ballistic missile target as a friendly in the system, causing the SM-3 missile to self-destruct in flight, according to a source familiar with the test. So you have to identify the ballistic missile, right, as friend or foe. So we have the ballistic missile moving. You have the missile moving to intercept it. It gets interrogated. Whoever put the data in did not change it to simulated enemy, right? And put like enemy, ID it as an enemy. And so our missile, sees the data in the system, sees it's friendly, self-destructs. Yeah. Though the viewer is still in process, the interceptor and the AG's combat system have been eliminated as the potential root of cause. So everything was working. We are conducting an extensive review as part of our standard engineering and test processes, and it would be inappropriate to comment until we have further information. The revelation that human error likely caused the failed test on June 22nd is a relief to military and contractors racing to advance technology as the threat of ballistic missiles rises from North Korea. Unfortunate as it might be, it's a good thing that it was a technology or some deeper failure that needs to be investigated at great length and time. There is no reason to believe that the basic capability that has already been demonstrated has any new problem. Nice. Quality work, boys. Quality work. Hawaii soldier that was charged with aiding and abetting. Four counts last week, attempting to provide material support to ISIS, pleads not guilty. Yeah, Army Sergeant First Class Akaga Kang was arraigned in federal court. Yeah. He's an air traffic controller. It'll be PTSD. He'll throw himself on the mercy of the court. It's ridiculous. Send him to jail. The Secretary of Defense ripped the Pentagon for wasting money on Afghan Army uniforms. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis blasted the Pentagon bureaucracy for cavalier spending in light of a recent report that showed as much as $28 million had been wasted in buying uniforms for the Afghan Army, according to a memo obtained by USA Today. The report found that U.S. military officials have purchased the forest camouflage uniforms since 2007 without testing their effectiveness or accounting for the fact that just 2% of Afghanistan is covered by woods. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction also found that special tailoring boosted the cost of the uniforms, as did using a licensed camouflage pattern when free versions were at hand. The report will also focus on be the focus of a hearing by a House Armed Service Committee panel. Let me see. Mattis's letter is unusual in that the military regularly pushes back at reports by the Inspector General's office, which is led by John Sopko. It has disputed his findings, for example, that millions were wasted building gas stations in Afghanistan. This time Mattis took the hit on the uniforms and made sure those in charge of purchasing decisions and policy knew about it. He addressed his memo to the undersecretaries for acquisition and policies. Buying uniforms for our Afghan partners and doing so in a way that may have wasted tens of millions of taxpayers' dollars over a 10-year period must not be seen as inconsequential in the grand scheme of the department's responsibilities and budget. Yeah, he does not suffer fools well. So if you want to do foolish things like that, stand by. After victory in Mosul, Iraq molds future of Shiite militias. Najaf. In the wake of a victory against Najaf, just know this. Najaf, if you look at the geography of Iraq, it's in Shiite land. Okay, it is south of Baghdad. Mosul is north of Baghdad. So the story comes out of Shiite land in southern Iraq, all right, between Baghdad and Kuwait City. All right, in wake of the victory, this is a military time, over the Islamic State in Mosul, Iraq's political, religious, and military leaders are debating the future of the country's powerful Shiite militias. The tens of thousands of men who answered a religious call to arms 3 years ago played a critical role in beating back extremists. Some are demanding that the mostly backed Iranian forces be disbanded, but the militias say their sacrifices on the battlefield and the fact that they were sanctioned by Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi have earned them a permanent place in the hierarchy of Iraqi security forces. The Shiite militias stepped into a vacuum when the Iraqi army completely dissolved after the Islamic State overran Mosul and pushed within 80 miles of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. Tens of thousands of men, many of them members of long-standing established Shiite militias with close ties to Iran, answered al-Sistani's call to arms. In the days that followed, Iraq was flooded with training money and weapons from Iran. Billboards praising the groups, depicting Iraqi and Iranian paramilitary leaders side by side, popped up across Baghdad, alongside posters of martyrs honoring the fallen heroes. Now, this all happens after, that's right, President of the United States, Barack Obama, unasses Iraq. Unass is a technical term meaning you get rid of it. You unass it. I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up, but I like it. I like the word unass. Although the Shiite militia did not play a central role in this battle for the city of Mosul, they moved into the desert area held by the Islamic State west of the city, massing around the town of Tal Afar. A buddy of mine spent some time in Tal Afar, and taking a border crossing between Iraq and Syria. They also took control of highways bisecting the Sunni heartland in western Iraq and used a vital military and civilian supply line. So you can see the plot thickens relative to post-Mosul. And my little editorial, what comes now? What comes now? You have had the opportunity. You fought for this chance to create something in Iraq. Will they be able to do it? Ugh. If they're politicians, the answer, survey says, no. No. So, you know, for that reason and that reason alone, the American course of action is prudent. You know, no more large formations, you know. Supporting, training, advising, helping them with supporting arms, yes. But who knows what's going to happen? Right now, as the United States looks at Iraq, I would tell you it's a big question mark. Will our assistance, both in Iraq with Mosul and then with the rest of the country, I mean, we helped with Ramadi, we helped with Fallujah, and we'll help with the rest of them. So then does that deliver to the Iranians? Nice. Marine Corps. These things get major. In the Marine Corps, we can argue about this most ridiculous shit forever. All right. Marines, possible uniform change. That's right. Stand by. Instead of the metallic chevrons that Marines punch into their uniforms every day, the Marine Corps would go to cloth chevrons. Now, let me just tell you why that's a good idea. Because punching metal rank insignia is stupid. And then you throw something over the top of it, and you have the metal clips digging into your skin. Or you just take the rank insignia off. Now, you can get, as the Army does, we hate to follow the Army relative to uniforms, so, but in this case, it would be a good deal. You go ahead and you take the rank insignia, and you stitch it onto a piece of cloth. That cloth is sewn onto your collar, and boom, you're done. The Marine Corps is testing rank insignia chevrons made out of cloth instead of metal for enlisted Marines. Why not officers? Like, officers got to wear metal? What the hell? The Commandant, General Neller, has expressed an interest in how rank is displayed visually on enlisted Marines' uniform. A lot of young Marines say, can we do something to make rank insignia more visible? So we're taking a look at that. Now here's the problem in all of this. And it's not a problem with PSC, Lance Corporal, Corporal, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, Gunny. Alright? But when you get above the rank of Gunnery Sergeant, unless you have incredible eyes, the way the Marine Corps does it is you have a series of chevrons, right? The things on top. And then you have a series of rockers, the things on the bottom. Okay. You get the E7 gunny. You get the E8. And now what defines the rank is a little symbol inside the center of it. Yeah. Who can see the son of a bitch? Nobody. So here's this guy walking. Now he's in his maybe 40s. Late 30s, 40s, okay? And you can't see what rank he is. And he pops a salute. Morning, sir. Like, morning, devil dog. So you give him a devil dog. Morning, devil dog. How you doing, hard charger? Yeah, that's what I used to do. And then I used to say, fuck, I can't see what rank you are. And they'd start laughing. Like, I know. Nobody can. And so, and what's really bad is on the green uniform. Okay, because the rank insignia is black, right? Well, guess what's part of our camouflage pattern? Black. And if it happens to be, through the construction of the collar, that black on this collar sits underneath the black chevron, you can't see shit. So here you got some sergeant major walking towards you, right? And, you know, he salutes, like, good morning, sir. What do you, devil dog his ass? That's what I used to do. I used to, then I'd apologize. Hey, motivator, what's up? And they'd start laughing. And then they knew. They'd shake their head like, I know, you can't see this damn thing, can you? I'm like, hey, and then I'd get close. He's like, hey, Sergeant Major, I can't see shit on that collar. And they'd laugh. They'd walk away. But it's a problem. But I used to make fun. I used to make fun of it. I used to make fun of it and try to make light of the situation because it sucks, man. This guy's been in the Marine Corps for between 20 and 30 years, and you're like tagging him with motivator, devil dog, all that kind of nonsense. It's awesome. It's awesome. So yeah, that needs to be fixed. But again, while they're doing it, why do officers get left out? I don't understand that. I mean, the Army, they sew it on for officers as well. Come on. We could do that. All right, we're going to take a break. When I come back, the elimination of political parties, and then on the backside of that, you're going to hear audio from Japanese survivors of Iwo Jima. Yeah, it'll blow you away. I mean, what they talk about, the way their lives were, oh, my God, it's horrible. It's horrible. There, one guy describes what it was like. Again, things that you've always wondered, but you've never read. I've never heard, seen anybody interviewed about it. What was it like to live through that kind of bombardment? You're underground. What was it like? And then they didn't go above ground. They didn't see the sun. Went outside at night. Yeah, and then one of them, like the Marines have landed, and now they pivoted to the north, and now the fighting, and now they're 2 weeks into the fight, and they get told, and you'll hear this guy say it, they get told to go seize Mount Suribachi. Like, could you imagine you and your best friend sitting there, and like some asshole stands up and like, all right, you and you tonight, you're gonna go seize Mount Suribachi. For the greatness of Japan. And so you're sitting there with your friend and you're like, what the fuck did he just say? I think he just said that he wants us to go seize Mount Suribachi. Yeah, that's what he said. Oh, fuck that, man. Look at that crazy nut. I'm not doing that. Yeah. What's next? Should we go seize Manhattan? Well, why don't we just, wait, once you get to Suribachi, hijack a boat and then sail to Manhattan. And then raise the rising sun there, too, for us. No problem, bro. I'm on that shit. But they were so, they're screwed. They're screwed. It reminds me a little bit of the plight of the Irish Brigade on the backside of the wheat field at Gettysburg, right? So you have all these Micks that come to the country. Ay, boyo. They're living in the ghetto. They're not considered American citizens. They're not allowed to walk on the sidewalk. They have to walk in the gutters. All these things that the Italians got treated the same way. The Greek got, whenever you came here, if you still wore the funny clothes and spoke the funny words, yeah, they could tell who you were. Hey, Mick, get off the sidewalk, boy. So anyway, hey, join the military. You'll get paid this much. You'll become a citizen, blah, 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 blah. So here's the Irish Brigade. Go on the backside of the wheat field, and the pastor for the Irish Brigade gets up on this rock. I can't remember his name. It's a famous little speech. There's a statue of him there. Oh, my God. A Navy ship fired warning shots at an Iranian boat. You know what? You know where that comes from? The Secretary of Defense. Hey, listen, you sorry, soft sons of bitches. You better start standing up for what's right out in that Persian Gulf. I don't want to read any more reports of anybody surrender. If I do, you'll you'll deal with me. You better stay in Iran, because when I get my hands on you, I'm going to wring your neck. Anyway, so the Irish Brigade, you know, this huge battle on day two at Gettysburg is going on, and they kneel as they get ready to go towards the wheat field. And the brigade chaplain is going to give them his benediction before they go into combat. And he says, "Aye, boys, remember, anybody who runs from their colors cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." So, you know, I imagine myself kneeling next, you know, I got my cover off. I'm Catholic. I'm Irish, right? I'm kneeling. Mike McNamara is kneeling next to Thomas O'Flaherty. I say, "O'Flaherty, you hear that shit, man? This is not going to go good today. And we've got idiot in charge of us still. Aye, Mac, I'm not liking it either, boy." And so now it's like, "All right, the chaplain's here. Everybody get on a knee, remove your cover." So we get on, we take a knee, you know, we hear the explosions, all hell's breaking loose. And you know, and this time, you know, the Union hadn't beat the Confederacy yet. Legit. They tied him at Sharpsburg, but that was it. The other time they've got their asses kicked. He goes, you know, I can't see myself giving my only ever-loving life for this thing. And then the chaplain stands up and says, "Remember, boys, anybody who deserts his colors can't enter the kingdom of heaven." So now you look at O'Flaherty and you're like, did he just say we're not going to heaven if we run? IMAC, that's what he said. Shit, man. Everywhere we go, we get screwed. Everywhere. And the same thing like these poor guys on Iwo Jima, you know? To surrender is to bring shame on your family. You'll die there. And they did. Of the 22,000, 21,000 died. So, but again, I've never heard of any interview done with a survivor of any of those islands, an oral interview. Well, you're going to hear, I'm going to translate some of them, and they're pretty riveting. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. Good morning to you. All Marine Radio continues here on the All Warrior Radio Network. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Blaubeltstahl Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Globalsoft website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Globalsoft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends, these are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke.
Alan Jackson, not in studio today. Let me read you a couple of emails. Ohio man is fired up today. Eliminating political parties would simply force the same collusion behind closed doors. Most politicians suck, but the alternative is a king, and that didn't work out too well. I vehemently disagree with what Dorgan told you. That's a cop-out. Politicians get primaried when they fail to keep their promises. Compromising politicians have given us blah, 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 Ohio man. Okay? Blah, 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 blah. Irish Brigade. It was a chance for the Irish to prove themselves in America, not to mention a promise to take the fight to England after the war. From what I'm reading, most of the Irish immigrants were not in favor of ending slavery as they felt freed blacks would compete. Come on, man. They were schmucks. They didn't know. Hey, you want to come fight for liberty? Okay, more of that later. Okay, let me tell you about elimination of political parties. Why it makes sense to me. First of all, what do you see in Washington, D.C.? Do they go there to do the work of the citizens? No. No, it's not even close. And how does your voice get heard? It doesn't. Who keeps getting bailed out in all these different healthcare plans? Insurance companies, right? Hospitals. Why? Because they pay their protection money in this system. So here's what we do. We outlaw political parties. They don't exist anymore. You run as an individual to serve your constituents. You have a platform. You can brand yourself if you want. I'm a conservative. I'm a right-leaning liberal. I'm a left-leaning conservative. Okay? So you define yourself. There is no political parties. Campaigns are financed by the federal government. Capped at a relatively low level, and you go to a series of debates, and for the sake of discussion here, the debates occur over a period of 4 months, and then we vote. Now, here's what I would tell you. Most politicians exist under the bell curve, under the fat part of the bell curve. So that what unites them is way more than that separates them until you draw the line down the middle that divides them by political party. Because with political party, yes, Carl Marlanis just emailed me. I want him to be on and talk about me live. So Marlanis, one of my favorite interviews to do. He's a smart dude. But, okay, so back to political parties. So we sent all these people to D.C., the majority of which differ, you know, in very small ways. You're a conservative Democrat. You're a fiscally conservative, socially moderate Republican. How many degrees of separation is there between you? Can you bridge it? Absolutely. But you place Democrat or Republican, and all that stops. All that stops. What I want you to do is I want you to go there, and I want you to do the work of the people. So what you've done is you just united the center and empowered the center of the nation that represents the majority of the people in this country. What you've marginalized, and quite rightly so, are the people on the extremes. Now, they have a function in all of this. For instance, it's always good to have fiscal conservatives that are bringing up your waste. William Proxmire's, you know, what was his Golden Fickle Finger of Fate Award or whatever? Golden Fleece Award or whatever he did. Remember that? That's always good to point. You have people that point out what you're leaving out. But it should be the tyranny of the majority. What you have is, you know, is the minority empowered because with the bell curve split by the political party line, the majority of whatever party is marginally in charge needs that minority to get its legislation through. So what do they have to do? They have to skew left. They have to skew right. When that's not what the majority of the nation wants, that's not what the majority of the people that are elected want. So, no political parties. Madison even warns of it in Federalist Number 10. The union or factions. And what we have today is factions. And you can call it a cop-out if you want to relative to what former Senator Dorgan said. But it is the lay of the land. It is the reality for politicians. So if you want somebody to stand up and run contrary to that, why isn't anybody doing it? Because the people we elect today don't have it in them. So do we need this group of super troopers to go run and be elected that will defy that? Not happening, man. That's not who's running. That's not who's running. Maybe in time? Well, maybe. We could. But normally, hope's not a course of action. Yeah. So ban political parties. You run as an individual. Now you get there. You could certainly have caucuses. We're the centrist party, you know? And it should encompass the majority of people in Congress. And not that they would agree on everything, but they could certainly negotiate their disagreements to do what's best for the nation. I mean, honestly, what good do political parties do us? So here's what happens. So the federal, you get X amount of money to run your campaign. Let's just say if you're going to run for Congress, you get, for the House, you get, let's just say you get $100,000 to run your campaign. And so in the midst of that $100,000, what you have is, and then you're going to participate in four debates. They're going to get, eight debates, two debates every month for the 4 months that lead up to the election. We might cut it to three because it doesn't need to go on for 2 years, certainly. Okay? We have an election season. And then people make up their minds, and then we vote. Corporations can't skew it. Right? The Koch brothers can't buy it. They can't define it. Who says Soros? He can't skew it. The democracy gets returned to the voters. You as an elected official, get to become Mr., Ms., Mrs. Smith. To go to Washington. And guess what you can focus on? Doing the right thing for your constituents. How about that as a novel idea? You don't have to come back and raise money. Because it's a moot point. You're going to get the same as every other person who qualifies for the election in 2 years. Or a year and 8 months. Because it's 4 month election season. Yeah. That's the way it goes. You can spend your $200,000 any way you want to. But you can't augment it. Yeah, think about it. Now, there's some holes that I've got to fill in. You know, what's the process to get nominated? How do you narrow the field of 9,000 people who want to run? How do you vet that? What's the mechanism you vet to put it on the ballot? How do you do that? I don't have that solved yet. But I can tell you this, what I watch every day, dysfunctional, not capable of governing, sequestration, can't pass a budget, can't do shit. Where does that ultimately take us as a nation? It takes us to becoming, you know, another version of Paraguay. More economically robust, assuredly, but nothing of significance. We could be Brazil, right? Yeah, we could be the UK. Political parties, like, so tell me, what's the point? Okay, so they organize the primaries. We'd have to figure that out. And they vet candidates. They raise money. We've eliminated the obligation for that. You know, the whole Supreme Court decision years ago in what? The something United? Voters United or whatever? That said that a corporation has the same legal standing as an individual in an election? how do I have the same say as Eli Lilly does? The answer is I don't. But in our democracy, that's okay. They can buy their influence. They can buy the election. I have to send Cora Marlanis a letter. An email, letters. So the more I look at the state of our democracy and where it's going to take us and the human, I mean, look, it got us Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as a choice. That's preposterous. That's preposterous. That's a sick system, which rewards name recognition and the ability to raise money. Or the ability to have money, in Donald Trump's case. That qualifies you to be the president of the United States. That's what we get today. I mean, Hillary Clinton was loathed by the nation. Donald Trump, no, God, no. That's the best the nation has? Come on. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But how many people want to open themselves and their families' lives up to a 2-year political campaign that does nothing but root through the shit of your life? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. I'm for it. You know, House Majority Leader, that office goes to somebody. Yeah. Most respected guy in the House instead of the House Majority Leader. Yeah. Second most respected person in the House. Yeah, that would be the whip. Right? No minority leader anymore. Right? The third most respected member of the House. And go and do the work of the people. We don't need you to. We don't care. Why do we care if you're a Democrat or Republican? I don't care. You've drawn this artificial line. All I want you to do is go there and do the work of the people. Yeah, try to free yourself, Ohio man. Free yourself from the crazy notion that we need political parties. We probably don't. The Democrats attempted to rebrand themselves yesterday. It's comical. It's comical because it can't do the work of the people. And when you can't pass budgets, and again, not just at the federal level. Again, look at states like Illinois. Look at states like New Jersey. They can't govern. They can't do the basic things that governments do. All exacerbated. That means made worse by that D or R next to your name. When nobody cares, when the people of this country, they don't care. And again, the people under the bell curve, they believe in mostly the same stuff. So anyway, we'll explore the idea. I'll bring some people on. We'll talk about it. Like, oh man, you're full of shit. That's ridiculous. Really? Really? Why is it ridiculous? Why is it ridiculous? I don't think it is. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear audio from survivors of Iwo Jima. Yeah. Who knew they even existed? Not I, for one, said the pig. So sit back, relax. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. farewell promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure out of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.